Well, it's very, very disappointing that leaders at that level can ignore and put aside our values and customary traditions. Because according to our traditions, we give a lot of respect to the dead. And during this mourning period, people should have concentrated on ensuring that the late president is given a dignified funeral and send-off, other than engaging in this power struggle which we are seeing now.
As a leader of workers in Zambia, what are you hearing from your people based on this report you're hearing about the power wrangling or power struggle within the ruling party, even before the deceased head of state is given a befitting burial by the country?
Well, it looks like there is a conclusion that the vice president may not be eligible to contest the presidency, and therefore there are a number of people who think this is their chance now to take up that position, and each one wants to be the front runner as they prepare to select a presidential candidate. So that's why they are in such a hurry, because each one wants to be the front runner in the race.
I was just speaking with some Zambians who expressed concern that the workers' union have rejected and have warned politicians to put politics aside, and that this is not Zambian, and that this is an affront to the sensibilities of the people and workers of Zambia. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's true. We are saying it's not fair, it's not good traditionally and morally for people to prioritize, you know, getting into this political office without due regard for the current situation we are in. So it's better we concentrate on the issue of mourning. I think after the mourning period, then they can sit down and see who they can present as a candidate for the party.
Why the haste? Because Zambians, as I've been told by even the interim president, the information minister, and so many civil society leaders, that Zambians put aside their sharp political differences when it comes to tragedies of such nature. Former President Levin Wanawaza's death, the former KK11 losing their lives, or the Chipolopolo team losing their lives, and all that. Why the change now when it comes to President Sata's demise?
Well, it's quite sad, and we fail to understand, because it looks like this power struggle has been going on for a while now. I still recall the late president also warning his people that there was only one president, and everyone needed to get busy with work other than trying to, you know, position themselves to take over the leadership. He warned that that was going to divide the party and slow down the progress that was being made. And as a result of this power struggle, we saw camps emerging, and within this party, the different interest groups started even physically confronting each other, which was quite unfortunate.